The Daily Talk Show, episode 569.
Happy New Year. What's happening, guys? What's going on?
It's been a while. We didn't really talk much.
Well, we've been releasing shows, mm-hmm. but we did them last year because a couple of gronks need some time off. Mm-hmm. All right? I kind of did a bit of a hiatus. I didn't actively go on social media much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had to look after the baby.
What do you mean?
A lot of the time. Like it's – so going from
– Is it Bodie or are you talking –
Yeah. And Amy.
Yeah.
Well, we've been up in Sydney mm-hmm. and what you don't realise is normal life for us isn't looking after the baby all day every day because he goes to daycare. So you get mm-hmm. this like – you think you're a great dad but you're just looking after your sure. kid on the weekends
Did
and putting him to bed each night.
Did you catch yourself accidentally calling – like saying that you're babysitting?
No, that's a gronk move. Do not say that when yeah. it's your own child. Sometimes I say to Amy – Amy, look after your child. It's just a bit of passive aggressiveness. But it's very consuming. But mm-hmm. yeah, I kind of got off and I was listening to a lot of spiritual stuff, mm-hmm. getting right into it. I was loving it. But it was good.
Yeah. Well, social media, it was all talking about obviously the fires
yeah.
that are happening in Australia. If you're not in Australia, you probably still have heard about it. How many acres?
I think it's 5 million acres just in Victoria is burned and that's yeah. not New South Wales. So we drove up to Sydney and when we did, there was a bit of smoke. You could smell it on the way back though, which was only a couple of days ago. It was so bad. Like mm. it was driving through thick smoke and where we stayed overnight, I sent you a picture mm. and it was full on.
Yeah.
Like, so smoky. And then I hear that it's even in New Zealand. Have your family, Mr. 97s, can they smell the smoke in Auckland?
Nah, well, so they're in Christchurch.
Christchurch.
Nah, but I think I've seen photos of it on the top of, I think it's something Fox Glacier or something like mm-hmm. that. And you can see it's like stay in the snow and stuff, which is pretty full on.
How many acres was burnt in Black Saturday?
Oh, I mean, that was nowhere near as much as 5 million acres because it was just to Victoria.
It was 12 million, this bushfire at the moment.
Right now it's 12 million. Is that across New South Wales?
And South Australia, I think. But the
Kangaroo Island.
I mean, if anyone's been following any coverage, you're 100% going to get more from that than what we know.
Yeah.
But
820,000 acres was Black Saturday.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Like, so when I was growing up, I lived in Listerfield South, and they had we were amongst all the national parks, mm. and so you'd do all the they would have the CFA, the Country Fire Authority. The volunteers would come in and say during a fire, you got to do this mm. and this.
So you have a fire plan,
yeah,
for a suburban house.
And we had a pool, and so they would. They asked everyone, told everyone that in an emergency they would use your pool to
suck all the water out.
And I actually remember when there was a fire and I got footage mm. of the helicopters.
Yeah, the big Hercules?
Yeah.
Down and sucked some pool
but
water.
But I just had no perspective on the whole thing because I was I sent it to Channel 7. I was 15. And I was like, you guys need to pay me for the footage. And I was like,
yeah.
real adamant. They were going to pay me $250. I never saw the money.
They said that they were going to?
I don't know how, but I just felt like
yeah.
you don't follow that shit
up. I mean, this is an absolute fucking crisis. Mm. This is the biggest fires mm-hmm. Australia's ever seen, is it? Mm. Well, John Howard was saying this is different from when he was in Parliament
mm.
and the fires happened and he had to react to that.
Mm.
But I tell you what, Facebook, they're that donation mm-hmm. button, what a fucking game changer. Mm. There's so many pages. Quadlock have got a page that are up over $13,000 through their community. Mm-hmm. And so you're seeing all these micro communities raising money and then the big one, Celeste Barber, who's mm-hmm. raised over $30 million. It's in 24 hours. That's over 2 days she raised $30 million. It's ridiculous.
It's a weird one though because it's like what do you realise how ill-equipped you are to even respond or react to when things go pear-shaped, feeling a little bit useless.
Well, one thing useless people, not useless people, but one thing.
What do we do?
One thing people who might feel useless is just slam ScoMo.
Yeah.
Everyone is slamming that guy hard.
There's it's interesting because, I mean, I don't understand all the sensitivities, but I'm just going to talk how I feel.
Yeah,
it feels like potentially like everyone's trying to like seek comfort in, or like a lot of people are seeking comfort in blaming certain people for who, you know, it's like, you know, ScoMo, it's all of the, what is it called? The climate change type stuff, which I get, but at the same time, I also wonder like how like what that does to communities. Mm. Maybe it's positive. Maybe it like forces change. I was thinking like maybe being really full on about it and just, you know, saying, hey, you got blood on your hands, all that sort of thing. Mm. Maybe that's a mechanism to try and get the policy that should be in place.
Yeah, I mean, or it's people thinking that by doing that is getting him to do the thing they thought he should have done at the start, which I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know what he actually can do. Well, what he's done now, could have been done that quicker. That's the
from a leadership point of view, even if it was like, okay, state government and all that sort of thing, like
I don't think he's an empathetic guy. Like you, Amy saw, and she's very empathetic and has been crying, you know, like feels the pain of what's going on. Just, I'm like, you got to stop watching.
Yeah.
Like that's at a point. Mm. She saw ScoMo walk into this, you know, community where he's been shaking hands, and he shook all these people's hands, and he shook this one guy's hands. How's it all going, mate? You're right. Something like that. And then ScoMo's wife went up and hugged him and he burst into tears.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is a guy that's not fucking really feeling it, or he's assuming some kind of stronghold position, which is bizarre. But I think if you're going to criticize ScoMo, at least go and donate as well.
Yeah.
So do two things, donate and criticize.
Well, I feel like he's also a guy that he's a bit like me, maybe a bit awkward when it comes to working out whether to hug, handshake, or what to do.
Kiss or handshake.
Yeah, because the picking up of hands to then shake their hand.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
A pregnant woman's there, so he's done.
Oh my
he's done
God.
Like that. It was like super weird.
Dude, I don't wish that job upon anybody having to do that.
Yeah, no, but I don't wish the fucking, the fires and burning shit down.
Oh,
I
mean, man.
The thing is that, it's an interesting predicament because it's like, you want to, what do you want? Like if you were in a situation where your house had just burnt down, what do you want?
I don't know, some level of comfort to feel something other than the pain you've just experienced.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't imagine it. I've been listening to ABC this morning on the way to work, and it's unbelievable. You hear so many different, one person saying the rains last night did nothing, and then some guy saying, oh, it was amazing for this specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
This person had a reason it wasn't great. And so then you're hearing all these sort of just stories from everybody, and there's so much nuance. I mean, it's so hard. I don't know.
But also then I feel guilty because I get into this like critical mode. Like I definitely like do the stuff like donating and all that sort of thing, but then get in the critical mode of from a media perspective around social media and thinking about like, oh, how much of this content is legitimate? Like there's been so many cases where you see these like just the way that social media works, things just get picked up and you could have an old photo that goes viral or whatever. It turns out it's not. But I guess if it's a
I mean, the one thing they're saying is they need cash. So if you can donate cash, donate cash. Like it's then they were saying one showground in Victoria has too much things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need things
too
anymore.
Many things.
Too many things. Yeah. And I don't know if that's for everywhere, but if you got cash, give it.
Yeah.
Like if you can give $50, we donated 50 or 150 or something like that. Amy did it, but it's that's all we can afford at this moment.
Yeah.
So if you can afford cash, I mean, there's always fuckwits coming out. That guy that was, you tell me, I said, oh, Pink donated $500,000.
Oh, yeah, 97 was saying about this in the Shameless group.
Mm. And then some guy said what?
Oh, it was something around like if you look at it as a percentage of your net worth, she's donated more or whatever.
If that's what you find out of Pink donating $500,000, you need to look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have a mirror, but you can't buy one if you don't have the money.
But do you think there is something?
Go to a public toilet, look yourself in the mirror.
There's a, it's weird because I reckon as much as the challenge of what's going on for the people who are experiencing the fires, I think that there's also this weird personal reflective thing that I know that I do, which is like, oh, am I doing enough, or should I be doing more, or what does it mean that I think this way or do that, or maybe like should I be – I'm not necessarily angry. Should I be angry right now?
Or should you feel anything, because we're removed from it, right? We smell a bit of smoke in the morning.
Yeah.
But we don't – I can't understand to the level of people who are in the communities, and this is when you speak to people, you understand. Yeah. So you feel I feel for these people, but I don't feel like they feel – and so then you can go, I feel guilty because I don't feel as bad as I should.
But potentially.
But that's where donating is the thing. Yeah,
but I then catch myself being like, oh, am I doing this? Like I wanted to post about it, but then I was catching myself. I'm like, am I just posting about it because I'm virtuing that I feel a certain way?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think at times where it's like this, if you post about it and say donate, it's like adding a small thing to a huge problem. So it's like you can do a little bit through that. Mm-hmm. And so that's all you can do. If that's all you can contribute, it's better than just fucking bashing ScoMo and not donating. Like I don't think that's positive whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the people that on the ground bash him hard.
I was thinking that we need to – so I was like – I started to think about what are our – what do we have? What can we offer? I was thinking that it could be interesting to get people – on that can, and maybe this is already happening in the media, but like explain certain things. So one question I have is it's like, is this, are these fires worse than anything that we're like, so obviously the climate change stuff, like the heating of the earth is a factor, but fire has always happened, right? Fire happens to like regenerate like forests and all that sort of thing. What I struggle with is like the hopelessness of, so if we do all of those, if we do all of the stuff in regards to climate change, which we should 100% do, are we still fucked?
Mm. Yeah, I heard
Sevs, are we fucked?
It's not, because we can't reverse it. We're just slowing the destruction down, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, so, I think, I can't remember when the cutoff, like I think it's already like past the point where we can, yeah, you have to invent some technology to sequester the carbon out of the atmosphere. So, or plant heaps and heaps and heaps of trees or grow seaweed and all that sort of stuff.
But the thing is, say the planting of the trees, this is coming from a full dummy, but isn't part of the whole strategy of stopping fires that you need to, like you have burn-offs, so around like the national park.
They're not just burning down forests. They're burning down areas where the fire could jump or spread through paddocks where it will come to and stop. And so it's not just like in the Dandenongs, let's just fucking tear this joint down with a bit of fire. So they get, we need plants to create the CO, the oxygen in the air. And so I get what you're saying, but it's a
specific thing. It'd be good to have people. I think like in 2020 we could have more experts.
More experts.
I'm also interested in maybe the less – political. I know Ruth McGowan's not going to be happy with this, but the less politicized versions potentially, if they exist, maybe people are screaming at me because it's got to be political. But I wonder about like everything in regards to, say, for instance, like the ScoMo stuff. Even though I think he's a bit of a dweeb, I see that stuff as like personal bashing and a bit of a like, you know, he does the promo video with like music or whatever, and Batuta Advocate and all that sort of stuff are doing really funny sort of parodies and satire around it. But I wonder how much it's actually serving the main cause.
It's attention, right? So if it's drawing eyes onto it, because you could easily go, the media have got a great angle on this PM who's done fuck all. That's an amazing in, right? They keep pushing it. It's on every front. You know, it's vision. We got the grab of a guy pulling up in the truck, yelling out, fuck you, ScoMo. Like, it was amazing. I was like, oh, my God. That was so – that guy, did you see that guy? Yeah.
Are you in the media?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, ScoMo. And then poons off. I was like, we got it. Let's go. Let's go. Like, I was thinking in as a media person.
They're getting like,
got the grab that's going 6 p.m. on the dot. People are going to love that.
97.
But does the media's push to bash that guy actually promote the epic nature of what has happened, mm-hmm. which brings more eyeballs to help around the world. People are donating. Other people around the world are bashing ScoMo. So it's like that's bringing attention to the fires. And
then you have all these
maybe it is.
And then you have these things of like people versus animals. And then you've got like, okay, like the wildlife stuff need to do all that sort of thing. Mm. You got people that are dead as well. Like it's extreme. Mm. Like I've found it quite an interesting time of just like reflecting personally where it's like it does feel a little bit doomsday.
Man, when news.com.au, you go there and there is a top, it says toll, death toll, and it's like in red and so it's updating. Mm-hmm. So it's like I went back and I was like, oh, has that gone up? Mm-hmm. It's like some sort of gamification of this shit. Like I get what the news are trying to do, spread the information, but at that point it just becomes like this thing you're looking to or like keep refreshing because they're the people who can't do anything physically – are just refreshing and seeing that.
Yeah. Nice saves on Facebook Live for people writing.
Yeah. Bianca said, thank you for having this conversation, guys. If we all contribute a tiny bit, it helps. Personally, the brands I'm working with, we're working on overhauling our sustainable practices and the responsibility we have despite budget constraints we all have. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that from a community perspective, the thing that has surprised me is the amount that small businesses and businesses in general are doing. And I think it definitely other businesses doing that has made me think about what more we could do. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing too is around like so there's the financial side of things and then I always feel like I have more skills to offer than cash.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good way to look at it because you're going, what can I do? Share it on you. Like you're going, we charge a lot of money for video. Mm. We do this, that. It's like how can we use our audience or use that? And so that's where you're going. I think that's the right thing to do. It's not over. It's not the next 2 days that we need to work this out. It's like 2 months' time, there's going to be fire – like ruined towns.
Yeah. So when
that
I
need
was
new tourism.
When I was working at the fire brigade in the media department, it was just after Black Saturday. Mm. And so we made internal documentaries where we went up to Marysville and spoke to people. And I think that that's the area that I think that we can play in as a show and as a business is, and you've spoken about it as well, going there and creating content, going to like doing a Fat Fridays from a pub,
or getting cash back into the economies that are the backbone of these little towns. Yeah. Like they don't survive if they don't have the bakery, the newsagents, the pub, the farming. It's like some of these places. That's what they are.
But also, I think the other thing too, which is pretty sad, is that some of these places like they won't ever be the same ever again. Mm. And so it doesn't matter the amount of – like if you look at Marysville, like visiting Marysville, it is significantly different to, pre the fires. There was – it felt like when I had visited there last, it sort of felt like it lost something, which is the people, because a lot of the people either died or they moved away. Like there was a lady, Lynn, who had had the bakery on the corner – and she had the only place that like had stayed up during the fire.
Yeah.
And so how do you operate? Mm. How do you go back to work when all of your friends and neighbors have died or had their buildings burned down?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's such a hard one. Mm.
Samantha says, if you're tight on money, you can also donate blood.
Yeah.
Which is always good to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
I think that's a good one. I was thinking we could do that as a show.
Mm, definitely. Get it all done. Mm. I once went there and filmed and stuff. So you get this media departments. We can actually get we do a show from there.
But we do have blood.
We do have blood.
We can definitely get around that.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely the longer term stuff that I think is interesting too, potentially because it feels like we can make a longer, it plays into the cynicism potentially that we can all have, which is like, oh, what am I doing? Is this really having value? Whereas doing it down the track, it's like, no, this is like once everything's blown over and it's not in the news every day, being able to keep the conversation going and providing support.
Yeah, and looking for that opportunity to help where you can, because it will continue. How was your break though? Did you?
It was.
You said we didn't all talk. I mean, you guys fucking love a good FaceTime together in the shower. It was. But I was happy to.
Did you say in the shower?
I was happy to just disconnect.
Yeah. No, I spent so much time reading the news.
Did you?
Just the
world. CNN? Watching CNN?
Yeah, no, just like the world news. I was getting like, went down a rabbit hole with all the Iran stuff.
Oh, I heard that on the radio this morning. It's the first time I consumed the news and it's hearing about the bombings of that guy who died.
The assassination. He was like the second guy in charge. I need to dial in.
It was like a general. But it sounds fucking bad.
Well,
what they're talking about, like they're like, I listened to a translation of this guy speaking. And it was about
to the US or whatever.
Yeah, we didn't start this new kind of war, you did. It's like, fuck.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. Like what I've been trying to do is read up all like the history. You remember I bought those books on Iran?
Oh, that's right. Why Iran? Why did you buy them on Iran?
Well, because I love Persian food.
Okay. Oh, there's a Persian joint in Berlin.
Really?
Yeah, Macedon Square.
I've been there. Yeah, yeah. It's quite expensive.
Okay.
But it's good. No, but it's not like sort of like street sort of thing. It's definitely like restaurant, like get dressed up sort of thing. Oh, yeah. But
get your rod and gun on and head down.
Exactly. But they what are you – I thought you were you're gesturing something. It just reminded me of the Ventura IP.
No, that's all good.
I won't do it yet. we've got a Ventura. I'm doing a live read of a Ventura IP.
Yeah. Anyway, so you what are you doing?
Why is 97 laughing?
I don't know. I wish we had the camera on Seb's right now.
he's red as a beetroot.
Can we get a temperature check? Red as a beetroot.
So the Iran stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my mate Naysan is Persian, and so his family they're all Baha'i by faith, and Baha'is are persecuted in Iran. Iran in 1979 had an Islamic revolution. But basically before that, and this is what I'm learning about at the moment, there was a Shah, which is like a king, that was put in place by, I think, the US and Britain. There's all these things happen. But so I'm trying to learn as much as I can about that, because it seems like they're talking about things like going to war. And I feel that from an empathetic point of view, I want to understand the country that, like, if the US is going to war, it's sort of safe to say that, like,
we go to war.
Yeah, we go to war. Australia.
100%. That's
the
fucked up bit. So we got the alliance.
Yeah. And so based on that, I'm like, okay, well, what about if I just learn as much as I can about this country? And then gain a perspective on what the deal is.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that. So I've been reading books. That. I've been using my Kindle a lot. Been using the highlight function.
Did you leave your house?
No, actually, if you look at Find Friends.
You went for a few walks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 10,000 steps. Thank you.
A couple of walks.
10,000 steps.
Was it hot here? Because it was 40 degrees plus in Sydney where I was out in the west.
So there probably was two hot.
It was so full on, dude.
Two or three hot days.
So full on. I mean, it's just ridiculous. New Year's Eve was hot as hell. Was it hot here? You guys were partying?
No, it wasn't crazy.
Oh, dude, 43 degrees in Sydney.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, on New Year's
Eve. The hottest
Eve.
Thing was the queso.
What's that?
Gemma, it's cheese.
Cheese.
It's melted cheese and we had corn chips.
Chorizo in there as well.
Yeah, yeah, it was delicious.
Chorizo?
Definitely chorizo.
Chorizo? No, I was at a Christmas party and they called it chorizo. I was like, yeah, sure. Really? You can have the chorizo sausage.
Paella.
Paella. I call it paella. I mean, the fancy way is paella. You do it. What about choosing your word? Mm-hmm. You spoke to Jason Fox. I've actually seen a bunch of people talking about this choose one word for the year. I've seen Mamma Mia must have done something about it.
Yeah.
Jason Fox is the OG, baby.
Yeah, that's what I was. I don't know. Like, Jason's been talking about it for a long time. Yeah. I have
He's had about
to
seven
say.
Words.
Yeah, yeah.
7 years.
So my word of the year is quality.
I like it.
Quality relationships, spending quality time on things. When buying something, buy quality rather than quantity. So that means you know, not buying fast fashion.
Yeah. I mean, you only buy a few things, so it's good. Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah. And so the other, like, what would other quality things be? Yeah, like quality, definitely around quality time around, like, my phone use.
I like it. So if you're choosing to spend your time doing something, whatever it is, it has to be worth it because you can't get it back.
We
like
should
it.
Actually look at screen time.
Oh, yeah. Mine's low as fuck.
During the break?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Then we'll get to Sev's word. This is – the reason I know that mine was low is because I looked at it and I thought – because I needed to find out the exact time for something and I was like, oh, that is low. I got to go back a few weeks when we were working.
Okay. Before we get to the screen time, I wanted to thank our web host who keeps our website up, Ventra IP.
Definitely isn't us.
Exactly. They're 100% Australian owned and operated, 24-hour service. The great thing, seriously, with Ventra IP, 97 actually calls them. How many times have you called them?
Yeah, a few times.
You're really abusing that. You literally says, just call the boys.
Call the boys.
Our package has 24-hour support.
Calling the team.
You've definitely tested it thoroughly and they offer 24-hour support.
Well, you know what? When we had a few website troubles a while ago, I was literally...
Self-inflicted.
Yeah.
This button won't do anything.
No, I was... There was one night where I was waiting for our website to come back online and it was literally like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning and it was still replying.
Yeah,
still picking up. So they're in there doing it like...
Literally in Melbourne.
They're based in Melbourne. And so when you call them, you speak to someone from there.
Yeah.
They're Australia's largest... privately owned provider of web hosting and domain name services, which is huge because there's not that many web hosts. Like if you go to any of the other ones, they're owned by a couple of big international ones and they're all sort of
Don't say the word. Don't say their names.
Yeah. But they might seem great at the start, some of the international ones, the common ones. But when shit hits the fan,
oh, dude.
Being able to like call and get it sorted, you don't realize until
the offshore thing happens. It can be a massive curse. And so when you have people that Mr. 97 can annoy, what were you fucking doing up at 4 a.m. anyway?
Oh, this was when we were doing the whole transition.
You're an animal.
But if you go to ventraip.com.au, so it's Ventra, VentraIP.com.au. Use the code TDTS at checkout and you get 50% off shared web hosting on plans up to 12 months.
Fuck yeah.
Excluding renewals.
My average... Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, you go first.
Your heart sink.
What is this for which week?
Daily average just from now backwards. Oh, no, because that's 2 days. It goes for... Oh, my God. I think Apple think that a week starts on a Sunday.
Perfect.
Because they've put Sunday. This is annoying.
Knows what's up.
Okay, should I go back? See all activities? Should I go back the week, 1 week ago?
You going last week?
Yeah, I'll just swipe backwards. So, cool. So, last week, average.
So, last week's average, Grant?
4 hours and 20 minutes.
What was yours, Sebs?
4 hours and 1 minute.
Okay, you guys are pussies. Mine's 7 hours, 46 minutes. What was your biggest day?
It was like a Monday.
Mine's actually not fair because mine biggest day was 9 hours, 47. But 3 hours of it, 3.5 hours was Google Maps, which I reckon that would have happened with you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Can you swipe back one more week to see what it is?
Yeah.
Because mine was only 3 hours and 26 minutes.
5 hours, two minutes.
Okay, so that was over Christmas. So we definitely, everyone's settled down. What did you get, Sevs?
Hang on, give me a sec. I just went out of it.
Okay. I could imagine it's similar to mine.
What is your...
This is for the week prior, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I like this. The Waking Up app. So, the meditation app was second from the top in that.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, Safari, week. 10 hours and 11 minutes for the week.
What are you doing, mate? How much sit-down time are you doing?
What are you...
Here we go. The Verge, 53 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Google, 46 minutes. Messages, 3 hours and 6 minutes. Instagram, 9 hours.
My daily average of Instagram is 1 hour, 41.
When now or?
So it's just daily average. Oh, that's for the week.
For the week, 37 minutes.
141.
Yeah. What's yours?
115.
Okay, that's not too bad.
So, Sevs, have you got a word for the year? Have you done some digging, trying to work
it out? Yeah, I mean, it's two words. It's lean in.
Okay.
All right, Cheryl. Start calling you Cheryl.
Yeah.
No, but it's...
Cheryl's a real Aussie name for someone who's in the Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Cheryl Sandberg, who we're referring to.
No, but I think it's just more around leaning into discomfort a little bit more, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did a little bit of it last year, but there was still a lot of hesitancy in doing so. So, I think, leaning into those experiences a little bit more. And then, I mean, then there's also the thought around perfection and all that sort of stuff. I think leaning into being a bit quirky and being okay with it, with things not being perfect is, I think that's another area.
So what's your quirk? What's your quirk? What are your quirks?
Well, I mean, no, it's just like if you say something in a conversation or something like that, mm-hmm. It's being like, okay, that's just what it was. Like, you don't have to think about being perfect. But maybe like the quirk stuff. Some of the tech stuff is a bit of fun. Leaning into that a little bit.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Technology.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, over the break, I was sort of playing around with like a bunch of SMS stuff.
Is this for the club?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It's quite dialed in. Like, there's a bit of like a auto, like robot sort of AI.
Can we give people the text number now?
No, not now.
Why? What would happen?
Well, it's still on the trial account, so we just need to start paying for it. Otherwise,
he's booked in that meeting to talk about us paying for it, hasn't he?
Yeah. So what does it mean if we gave the number now?
So it's number one. I've only baked it in so these responses will work. Whereas it needs to learn that these are the other potential responses that it...
Give us... No one knows what you're talking about. Explain.
So, say, for example, the question is, what club would you like to be a part of?
So, someone texts...
A number.
A number.
Yep.
And then what happens?
There's a whole flow chart. You text, like, TDTS to this number and it says, hi, what's your name or whatever. Uh-huh. You enter your name and it's like...
And so, where does it fall over? So, at the moment, it says...
replies. So eventually you go down and they ask you a question, and the question is, which club do you want to be a part of? Mm-hmm. And so it has to recognize
variations.
Yeah. So it could be the Adventure Club, Tommy's Club, Josh's Club.
Do you know what you need to do that will make it easier?
What?
Which one of the clubs would you like to do? One, two, or three?
Yeah, but then you have to pick one, two, or three.
So then they have to just select and say one, two, or three back rather than writing Tommy's Club. Because if they don't do if they write Tommy's Club instead of Adventure Club, or they use an apostrophe or don't, it might not go through.
Yeah. I mean, that's where the AI is meant to apparently help.
And so how do we incorporate the AI?
Well, I mean, I think it's baked into the program that I'm using, but I haven't really explored it that much.
Right, we're losing people on the live stream.
I am leaning into the tech stuff.
That's good.
Leanless.
Yeah. No.
So, I like it. Give it a crack.
And so, have you got a word?
The word that I don't know if I'm sold on it yet is adventurer, which relates very much to the adventure club.
Bree's word last year was adventure.
Was it?
Yeah.
Great. So
are you sure?
No.
That was Bree's word for this year.
Oh, no, she can't have it.
Because she said, I want to go out more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to go out. No, we can have the same word, Brie. It's all good. Well, mine's adventurer, like it's a person. Because I've got the adventure club and the adventurer. The adventurer, because if you look up adventurer synonyms and whatnot, brave is one of them.
All right, Jason Fox.
Oh, no.
Watto.
If you look it up, brave is one thing, and so from adventure comes stories, and it's about this journey, and so it's like a year. I thought, you know, you find lots of stories when you are on adventures, and it's kind of like leaning into it heavily. Take Mr. 97's word, bit of that, bit of quality, bit of adventure.
So adventure,
leaning into quality adventures.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good title for today's app. No, there's something. There's a adventurer that I just discovered named Lev.
Lev?
Levison, I think his name is.
What's Lev do?
He
didn't row across the...
Levison Wood?
Yeah. Fuck, you're quick.
It's a British Army officer and explorer. Extended walking expeditions in Africa, Asia, and Central America. Walking the Nile, walking the Himalayas.
Nice. Interesting dude. So, on my Iran obsession,
yeah,
I watched a four-part doco series called Russia to Iran, and it's him going through. I'm very
walking.
Hiking, sometimes going on horse.
Amazing. Oh, how cool is that?
And so I think that you'd get right into this guy. We need more adventurers on the show.
100%. My mum's yogi teacher, Margaret Zegesman, she passed away many years ago, but I'm reading a book at the moment, the most amazing story, lost her fiance when she was 20, got tuberculosis, lived up in the Alps to try and help her lungs and heal, lost 3/4 of her lungs, so had 1/4 of lung capacity, then found relaxation.
While she was in the Himalayas.
Yeah. No, oh not the Himalayas, in the Alps.
Oh, in the Alps.
You go up higher and it's like...
What's the fucking difference?
The Himalayas are a region. She wasn't. She was in the Swiss Alps or like Switzerland somewhere. Anyway, she went to the Himalayas, I think, because she went over to India and she hitchhiked from Switzerland through and got to India, and she lived in the mountains for 7 years meditating and then she, you know, like amazing adventure, and then got on a boat to come to Australia and then landed in Melbourne and grew a yoga school to 30,000 students. My mum was one of the yoga teachers in her school in Melbourne, the Gita school. Mum's mentioned in her book a bunch and in her in the Gita school book. And yeah, and anyway, that's like what a story. That's an adventure. Like, and so there's
what's some adventures that you could go on? Walk from Bulling to Abbotsford.
Right. It all starts there. I skateboarded back from the bus stop the other day when I left Mason. No, but I think that's what, like camping is an adventure.
Mm-hmm. Have you got a tent?
Yeah, we've got a two-person tent, just tiny.
I got a 3-person tent.
All right, so hero.
Do you or does your...
Nah, dad.
But yeah. I think there's...
I've got my own like bag though.
Yeah.
Hiking bag.
There's an...
Oh, really?
Adventurers, there's no certainty or they don't... They're throwing caution to the wind. There's a high chance they don't have all the answers to what they're going to experience. They can understand, but they don't know. So that's, I think, life, business, family. It's like you're leaning into it.
So is there anything that we could, because I was thinking about it. I had this moment during the break where I'm like, 10 years of the show. It's a long time.
Well, in fairness, we've only got 8 left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 1 month.
On the 16th of January, it's our 2-year anniversary.
So we've got 8 years left, boys.
So I was thinking though, I'm like, I was watching what's his name? Lewison Wood?
Levison Wood.
Levison, sorry. And I was thinking, man, what do I love?
What do you love?
Walking.
Yeah.
I was like, I would love to be Levison.
And walk where?
Anywhere.
What about someone I want on this podcast at some point?
My gut.
Oh, my God. Tummy. What was that?
Yeah, I had ravioli for lunch.
All right, Levison.
Is that all right, Levison?
Yeah, yeah. I can funny. Imagine that wouldn't happen to Levison.
No, Levison's not as lean as you'd think.
Isn't he?
Really?
Mike Posner. I want him on the podcast.
I've started following ASAP. Him on Instagram.
I love him. I've watched him go from just this cool dude, LA cat, amazing music, real amongst the Hollywood scene, to then sort of like moving well past that and walking across America. And he got bitten by a rattlesnake at one point. And he's just very spiritual, creating beautiful music now. And he's an adventurer, 100%. Like, so he's doing it, dude. He wanted to do it. He said, I wanted to walk across America. For many years, I found every excuse why not to. Which is fair. There's a lot
How
of
old
reasons
is he?
Why.
How
he's
old's
younger
Mike?
Than us.
He's younger than us. That's annoying.
31.
31? He's
31.
Mine.
It's fine. Yeah, so he's older than me.
My age. He's probably made quite a bit of cash from his music.
Yeah. So
he's not having to work.
If you read Vagabonding, there's the first chapter, he talks about how much, like someone says, oh, I want to travel on a motorbike around China. So I need to save up heaps of money. And then Rolf's like, mate, he didn't say mate because he's American. He's like, bro, you only need like $6,000 and you could do it X, Y, and Z. And if you just work like 3 months in your cleaning job, you can start doing it. Mm. But I was just thinking with Leveson, I was like, man, he's getting to do all these hikes and stuff.
Mm.
It would be good to build some into the show eventually. I'm not saying this year, but it would be good to do like Kokoda, to do Walk Across Australia. I don't know.
Yeah, I love this. What about bikes? You can ride a bike.
Yeah.
Our mates at Curve.
Yeah.
They sell some of the best bike packing bikes.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I prefer that over walking.
Well, the thing is, you can get, guys.
You can get a bit further on a bike than walking in a day. That's what I do like about it. If we were to venture off somewhere.
And you're not going to have like blisters and all those sort of issues.
And the great thing is they're local. 24-hour support.
No, that's like Venture IP.
No, if you need a web host, Venture IP.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't know what a web host is, if you ever want to build a website, you need a web host.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like they've got all these computers in Melbourne that are attached to the internet.
Mm.
And so when you go to thedailytalkshow.com,
it's not 56K modems, mate.
It connects.
It's a bit quicker than that.
Pretty sure they have like 10 gigabit networks.
You would be
100%.
Could we do a live show
from the data center?
From the data center.
Mate, I'd love that.
We could do that.
Because we would. Could you imagine the speed?
Like, we could live stream every bloody platform possible. At a Christmas party, I was talking to Amy's best mate's partner, and he's got a real estate firm, and he told me that at his business, 1,000 up and down.
Well, that's good. A gig up and down.
Yeah, for a real estate agency.
Overkill, isn't it?
$700+
a lot of YouTube.
$700+.
Is that what he said?
Yeah,
it's about that.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. I wonder what they're using it. Why they need such speed. They're doing a lot of content.
Quick emails.
Quick emails. Lots of Facebook campaigns. Selling houses.
No, I definitely dream of the time that sort of speed.
Let's dream big,
boys. I'm with you on that.
Dream big. You too. Dream big. Dream that 1,000 megabit. Right?
It's a daily talk show. But if you've got any idea, the Facebook group. We haven't spoken about it yet. If you want to get involved with the Gronk Squad, we've set up a Facebook group. You can just type in the Daily Talk Show on Facebook and
you see our likes page and you also see the group.
Yeah. And so the group is facebook.com/groups/the Daily Talk Show.
I need to ask you something.
Yeah.
Because I just got invited to my own page. For a while I wasn't invited.
You're an admin.
Before that I was just I think Mason asked if I wanted to join. I was like, yeah, I'll join my own bloody podcast.
Well,
group,
we weren't ever. Right? I had no friends on Facebook, so I had to add you.
Yeah, true. I did say that. But then I still don't know what the question is. You've put some question where if you ask to join, you need to answer a question or two questions.
Who is Queen Gronk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gemma Watts?
Yes.
That's the answer?
Yeah, but Gemma I haven't been able to find the question. So, number one, that's the question.
Oh, really? Does it hide them or something?
I can't see anywhere.
Yeah, because I accepted him without.
Yeah, because you know you invited me, so you don't have to. So if you invite people, you don't have to answer
to the page or the group.
The group. If you get invited, you don't have to answer that. Like Amy didn't have to answer the question.
No, that's because I accepted her. I think before.
Oh, okay.
So if you see people, it's like I was very strict at the beginning, and 97's like, why are there so many? Like, are you?
You went so hard on me. I let two people in.
Yeah,
dude. There's already people in there that want to get in, and we're just leaving them hanging.
No, three people.
But they didn't. They might not know. So the one question is. Who is Queen Gronk? What's the other question?
When did you start listening?
When did you start? Okay, great. Easy, pretty easy question. Yeah. The Gronk one, Queen Gronk, maybe.
Yeah.
If you've just somehow missed it. But now if you're listening to this, you've got it.
And so please get behind the group.
Grace has got behind the group.
Yeah, Grace did. 100% support. And also the great thing about Facebook groups is you get badges and things for your support. So I got a visual storyteller badge.
Okay.
And so, and you don't. And so that's good. So if I post things that are photos, that's why, because I'm a visual storyteller. Yeah. Anyway, that was given to me through Facebook.
Okay.
But you can join there. Also, again, Venture IP, if you need a domain name, web hosting, go to ventureip.com.au. It's Ventra, VENTRAIP. And if you want some shared hosting, which is good for if you're like setting up a website, you want to set up WordPress or whatever, you can do it through that. If you use the code TDTS at checkout, you can get 50% off. So that's pretty good.
They've also mentioned if your business is affected by the bushfires, mm-hmm. Let them know and they'll waive your hosting for the month of January.
It's amazing that businesses are doing that.
Dude, Bermagui only just got communication restored today and their water's out, so they have to boil water. So there's a free NBN they're offering for a lot of these areas. And that's good.
Yeah, it's great.
One little cost.
That's the good thing about, that's what I love about the small Australian businesses. Mm. And Ventura is by no means small now, but it's great that businesses are doing that sort of thing. Mm. Anyway, it's a daily talk show.
Join the group.
Yeah. I'm going to just say that instead of email now. I don't send this
email. Join the group,
Join the group. And also, if you enjoyed the podcast, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts because we haven't had a single review since the end of November.
Oh, ouch. So 7? Got anything to say about that?
No, I mean, we got an email though.
Oh, Jesus, mate.
It's from Ian.
Really contradicting what we're saying.
Fuck.
Or was this last November?
Ian's not happy?
Oh, jeez.
Just catching up on the Christmas period episodes and conversation on Ep 561 got my attention. Mr. 97, what will you be doing when you are really old? 50 plus, Josh asked. Firstly, when the fuck did 50 plus become really old?
Ian's a grumpy old man.
If you want to put a criteria together on what really old is, I would be happy to enter a challenge on all of these. As long as it doesn't involve the book club, as at age 53, I don't feel old enough to read yet. Maybe we could get Harper involved on the really old team. Some advice for Mr. 97, if you are married with kids at 50 plus, you'll be a long way from being financially secure. The money drain never ends. Lol, speaking from experience here.
Yeah, he's projecting.
The chances are you'll be still working for the Gronks and being schooled by Tully and Ash on a regular basis. Definitely. Keep up the good work. Looking forward to the Craig Harper episode, Ian. Really old Gronk squad.
Thank you, Ian. And thank you, Justin, as well, who's been in the group. It's all
That's great.
Family affair. I like it. Great. All right. It's a daily talk show. See you tomorrow, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.